being involved in a fight to the finish. And it says in the Message Bible, in Ephesians 6, beginning with verse 10, it says, and that about wraps it up. God is strong, and He wants you strong. All right. God is strong, and He wants you strong. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best materials, and put them to use as you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. Now, you know, a lot of times we knuckle under because we're not using our weapons. You know, it's not a matter of fact that, you know, but we're just not using, we're not standing, we don't have our faith up there, or maybe it's down, or we're not praising the Lord, we're letting negative things come into our hearts and our minds. And He just says, and this morning I want to encourage you to be strong, because you're not being strong in your own strength, but use all the weapons that God has given you and put them to use so that you'll be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. You know, we're just not in a little, like, we're not playing church. I don't know about you all, but I quit playing church a long time ago, and I'm not involved in a religion. I'm involved in Jesus Christ, the one and the only way. He's the truth and the life, and no man cometh to the Father except through Him. And it's in Him that we live and move and have our being. And it says here to be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. I remember Norval Hayes used to tell, he would get up and minister. And he would say, you know, it's wonderful to teach people that God loves them. But he said, if you don't teach them how to fight the devil will knock them down every time. So take all the help you can. Get every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Amen? Why? Because I'm standing in the strength and the power and the might of the Lord and using all the weapons that He's given me. See, He's given them to me. He's not going to do it again. I've got to reach out and take what He says is mine and use it to stand in the strength of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Let's stand up and praise Him then. That's one of His weapons, is to praise the Lord in every situation. Oh, yes. Before the day, before the light, before the world revolved around the sun, God on high stepped down into time and told the story of His love for everyone.
He has filled our hearts with wonder, so that we always remember. You and I were made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, when you and I choose to believe, then you and I will be who we were meant to be.
All we are, but a gift from God that we receive. Brought to light, He opened up our eyes to see the majesty and glory of the King.
You and I filled our hearts with wonder, so that we always remember. You and I are made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, when you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be. Even the rocks cry out, even the heavens shout at the sound of your voice. every knee bow down. He's worthy of all our praise. You and I are made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, when you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be.
Amen. All right. Before the day, come on, church, before the light, before the world revolved around the sun, God on high brought down the tide and wrote the story of his love for everyone.
He has filled our hearts with wonder, so that we always remember. You and I are made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, when you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be. Filled our hearts with wonder, so that we always remember. You and I are made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, when you and I choose to believe, when you and I will see who we were meant to be. Even the rocks cry out, even the heavens shout at the sound of your holy name. So let every knee bow down, so let every voice
bow down.
He's worthy of all our praise. You and I are made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free.
Joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Oh, ye that the Lord is. We are the people. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. And he came to seek and to save all that was lost. Every person, it doesn't matter what that person's done. Doesn't matter what happened yesterday. When you come to the Lord and you say, you know what? I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, that God raised you up from the dead. Guess what? When you believe that and you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, guess what? Hallelujah. You enter into that realm of called being saved. And that means he came to save you and everything that goes along with that word saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, he can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. So take me, Lord.
So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, he can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, he can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave.
Let the whole world
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords this morning, church. Hallelujah. The King of Kings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not going to sing it, but you know, I can't help this time of year start thinking about that song that Bill Gaither wrote, "The King is Coming." I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now His face I see. Amen. Hallelujah. When we praise and when we worship God, we need to see our King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.
I hear the voice of one crying.
If you're out there today, listen to this, and you're just crying out to the Lord, it's your time. Amen.
I hear the voice of one crying. Hallelujah. Prepare ye. Come and prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Well, I hear the voice
Hallelujah.
Of one crying.
Hallelujah.
I hear the voice of one crying. Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Oh, we worship your holy name, Jesus.
Daughter, every mother's son. Come on now, church, come on.
I feel it.
this morning, you get back into your spirits and back into your hearts the fact that God is bringing the prodigal home. Amen. I tell you what, I see people, I see kids and people, and they're out and they've been to our church, or they were brought up or raised in our church, and I'll get a little note saying, what time does service start this morning? I praise God for them. You know what? They're back in town, and they're wanting to come back home. Amen. Amen. And not just home to New Life, but home to where they were loved, and home to Jesus Christ. And you need to stand and see your children and your nieces and your nephews and maybe your parents to where you see them coming through the door. You see them coming into the house of God. You see them serving God. Amen. Just quit all this negative stuff of seeing them lost and gloom and doom and all that kind of stuff. I tell you what, revive yourself this morning. Stir yourself up to believe God to bring in the fact that children that belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Worship Him this morning, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise You and we magnify You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Yeah. As morning dawns and evening fades, You inspire songs of praise that rise from earth Your heart and glorify Your name. Your name, Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save. Oh, the name of the Lord is...
Life, you're our God, and we praise you and we magnify you today
and we honor your name in every thought and everything we do. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pardon. Jesus is the name of the Lord.
Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Most High.
Oh,
Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Most High.
One more time.
Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Most High. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord, Most High.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Brother Scott, you start making your way up this way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. I was sitting
Hallelujah.
Over here and the Lord began to move in my spirit. And then Brother
Amen.
Scott came up and said something. But I'm going to go
Hallelujah.
Ahead and do what the Lord told me to do. Because we all want to do that, right? Oh, hallelujah. Shoto kotora babasta. Ne shele le la ma ma da ya. Ne stele se stala bakata la beatele ya sto. Ne lengele la 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 ma shwata. Kele le la 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 ba tontiata. Ne satra babaka. Ne atsha da ma dalia ke dele le le ato. Ele le ma ista se. Ne de kala la la moyo shoto koyo malayanta. For it is time for my people to stand up and to declare who I am, says the Lord
Amen.
God. For in the world today there is much confusion about who is God. Even in the days of Elijah, when Elijah had to say, let's prove who the Lord God is. I say unto you, my children, if you will stand up for me, if you will embrace that I am the Lord thy God, that I am the one and only, says the Lord,
Amen.
That I will do for you what I have promised. That you will see my glory, you will see my power as it breaks forth. But you must take the stand. For I can only be God if you will stand up and declare it, says the Lord God. If you will stand up and allow me to work through you. If you will cry unto me so that as my eyes look forth across the whole earth to see someone that I can show myself strong to. Let that be you, says the Lord God. And you will see things that you only dreamed of. Things that you thought you might never be, that might never be possible.